This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No, who's taking you home, and loving you so. Love is all around, and it comes love. This is February, and February is Heart Month. And I don't know anybody who knows more about the heart. I'm talking about the mechanism, your heart. I don't know about love, but he knows about the heart for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist, operator of Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Those of you who are in that area, that neck of the woods, you're fortunate to have the services of Dr. Ken. So go visit him in his office. If you have any circulatory problems, you got anything that has to do with your heart, your lungs, all of the things that are important to without them, you're not going to keep licking and ticking, you know what I mean? We also are here in this hour of Good Day Health to review some of the important medical news of the week, how it affects you, putting things together, and as I said, introducing Ken as a cardiologist, a heart specialist. I suppose we ought to go to the two items this week that come right from your wheelhouse. The way regular meals protect against heart disease. This sounds like it would be something everybody, listen up. If you're driving along or you're working or you're doing something, hold on for a minute and listen to Ken tell you why it is that if you have regular meals, it's good for your heart.
Well, Doug, the American Heart Association doesn't often take out of the week some time to make a formal statement about behaviors that all of us do and how to try to improve our behaviors so that we all stay on planet Earth longer, lowering our risk of heart attack and stroke. But this week, the American Heart Association made a major statement about how we should be eating, not so much what we're eating, but how we eat it during the day, and they published this in the American Heart Association journal called Circulation. And what they are talking about is that people who want a healthy heart should be mindful of not only what they eat, but when they eat. So this statement from the American Heart Association, Doug, suggests that people spread out their calories over a defined period of the day, as opposed to either eating a lot over a short period or grazing from morning until night. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a good idea to get a large share of your calories earlier in the day, and a long fasting duration at night is much better than a long fasting during the day. And they stress that when you wake up and you've been fasting all night while you're sleeping, that you try to hydrate, especially water is a good thing, juice in the morning, but get well hydrated. And then remember to eat when you're hungry and not when you're stressed out during the day.
All right, so there's good advice. Sometimes I take it myself, sometimes I don't. I was under the impression, though, if I'm hearing you correctly, you said that you shouldn't be eating all through the day. But then there are those who extol the value of having five or six small meals, well, being better for your digestion.
They didn't take a strong stand on that. They discussed that. And they point out that some people are different, and the evidence seems to show that, in general, that it's best to spread out the meals throughout the day. But there are some people who feel better, keep the weight off, and do fine if they do graze most of the day. So it's okay. You just have to make sure that that's what works best for you personally.
Well, that's what I do. I don't eat the big meals generally, unless we go out for dinner. I'm easily one of those grazers. I graze through the hours, my 5 or 6 hours on the air. I have yogurt and fruit, and I graze through that. And then I might have a small breakfast a couple of hours after I get off the air before I go off to do other things. And then I might have a couple of protein bars in the afternoon or a snack of some sort, the trail, what do they call those, trail mixes. And then oftentimes, like last night, I was at a meeting. I didn't get back here till 8:30. And at that time, I had some leftover brown rice and salmon from the night before at a restaurant, so I had that.
Well, and, I too will somewhat, Graves, but you have to remember, if you want to build muscle, you have to consume with each snack or meal, call it whatever you want, at least 25 to 30 grams. That's the sweet spot. You want to land on about 25 to 30 grams with your meal. And that's where you should be grazing up to that point, especially if you want to build
just
muscle.
Just before the workout or after the workout? When?
Well, that's a different issue, but you want to spread them out as much as you can throughout the day. If you're doing strength training, one of those good protein snacks should be right after you finish.
Yeah.
You know, I like to finish my strength training with a good wallop of 30, at least 30 grams of protein with any of those choices that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Protein bars, sometimes I have those after. Most of the time, especially if I'm in the house, I had a routine last year where I went every other day to a trainer at a gym, but it just takes too much time. I don't have the time, and I'm not going to do it that way this year. I'm going to try to find somebody that'll come to the house because I have a gym in my house. But once you've gone through the routine, you kind of get it and know it, and there's variations on it because I get easily bored, and if I'm bored, I'll stop. And that's not going to help you either. So it's a happy medium, remembering eating is important. You got to feed the body if you want it to do the things that you want it to do. So let's graduate from discussing meals and the heart to a negative from a study here that looks at how if you have a risk of heart disease and you're a woman, it may lead to other things that aren't good as well.
Well, this is some hopeful information, actually. It comes out of the medical journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, that even normal weight women may be at greater risk for colon cancer if they have certain traits, such as, here it sounds like heart disease, elevated levels of blood fat, that's cholesterol, high blood sugar, that's diabetes, high blood pressure, and low levels of good cholesterol. So the same factors that increase your risk for a heart attack, increase your risk for stroke, seem to increase your risk for colon cancer. So you want to watch the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, your weight, don't smoke, get down to ideal body weight.
All right. So most of you who follow Dr. Ken when he's here with me every week on Good Day Health know that he is great at extolling the value and virtue of living an effective, safe, and enhanced physical healthy routine. So I don't know whether Superbeats comes under effectiveness or safe or whatever. It's a guaranteed product that produces your natural dietary daily nitrates. And if you put a scoop in a glass of water and drink it, you're going to find that you have more energy, you have more stamina. But, Ken, it goes a lot deeper than this, especially, again, with the cardiology that you practice. A lot of your people, when you talk to them about, and this is something you recommend, Superbeats, they opt to go on it because it makes nothing but sense. Makes your job easier, frankly, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
People on this that regulate their blood pressure and stuff, that's what you want them to do.
Absolutely. This comes out of Nobel Prize-winning research. The Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1998 was awarded for a discovery made in 1988 regarding nitric oxide. It's the third important gas in the body next to oxygen and carbon dioxide. Many of us don't even know about it because it was discovered after we went to school. But this is an important product in the body. It's used as a signaling molecule from head to toe. It also helps the blood vessels to relax and let the oxygen be distributed from head to toe. And your body needs to continuously remake this gas. If you don't have the building blocks in your body, you won't make enough of it. There's a wonderful, easy saliva test that I recommend all my patients get from the company we're talking about, Neogenesis. It was developed by a physiologist at Baylor University, the real thing. And you just put a little bit of saliva on it, you check the color, and you can tell quickly whether your tank is adequate or whether it's too low by the color of the strip. And if your tank's too low, you take their product called Neo40, and this will get your level in your body higher, so everything will work better. better. You'll feel better, stronger. Your blood pressure will be better. Your energy level better. But if you're also looking for that big boost of energy, instead of the caffeinated energy drink midday or before your workout, they have a second product called Super Beats, and this gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide instead of those caffeinated high energy drinks.
All right. There's nothing but all natural ingredients in here. As Ken says, it opens up your arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, everywhere in your body. And it's a conscious decision that you make when you decide to call 800-655-4183. Get on the program. But it doesn't make any sense not to be there. Listen to Ken and what he tells you and tells his patients. Support for healthy blood flow is the best way for you to live a long, happy, and healthy life. And you need nitric oxide, the kind that's in Super Beets, because beets are loaded. And every spoonful that you put into a glass of water and then drink is three beets. And that really is why it has this concentrated appeal to people, because they can feel the results right away, and it tastes great. So check your blood flow. Get your doctor to look at everything that's going on in your body, and I'm betting he's going to like the idea that you've decided to call 800-655-4183 to get your first supply of Super Beats. If you haven't been on the program, this is a perfect opportunity, because not only do you get a 3-month supply, you'll get a 4-month supply for the price of three. Yep, a 30-day supply extra. Another canister of Super Beats comes with your order, plus the book Beat the Odds and free shipping as well. We mentioned Dr. Ken. Call him right now and get on the program. The Super Beats program, 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine playing a board game like Monopoly if the rules changed every time it was your turn to make a move. That's what some people say it's like trying to comply with federal regulations. A home builder told Congress last year that it's been trying to get a federal permit to develop a piece of property for nearly 30 years. The builder says that throughout every step of the process, the rules have changed and new requirements have been added. But what makes the delay so frustrating is that the relevant federal law hasn't changed since 1972. It was the way that bureaucrats kept reinterpreting the law that was the problem. Let's be fair, protecting our environment is important. Government regulation is needed, but the long, drawn-out process of enforcing those regulations can be even worse than having bad regulations in the first place. While the new administration in Washington considers how to eliminate unneeded regulations, one of the first priorities should be speeding up enforcement of regulations already on the books. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats, and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We'll be right back. cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program called Good Day Health that airs every week at this time. And in this hour, we have the pleasure of Dr. Ken Kronhaus's company. He's done extensive research on lots of the medical issues that confront us every week and reports on them and how significantly they affect you. There's something in this for everybody. He's got great advice as well. If you would like to visit him in his office down in Central Florida, you can call the office directly at 352-735-1400. Again, 352-735-1400 for a trip into, it's an excursion actually, into your body and into your life that is like no other experience I've ever had. So if I mean anything to you at all, and my experiences with Ken mean anything, then you'll take my advice and go see him. If you have issues that you're not satisfied at the point where you are right now, that you're getting the right information, or you're not feeling like you're really getting the problem fixed, Ken will take the time to be with you, and I think that it really is a worthwhile call. 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're looking, Ken and I shouldn't say looking, because we're not looking at anything. Well, you and I are looking at the stories, but people are listening to you talk about how good physical activity is for children. This is very important for parents. Listen up.
Exactly. We, as physicians, when we're trained, Doug, we're often told by our professors that children are not little adults. They're very different, unique, and you just can't figure that you know how to take care of them if you know how to take care of an adult. But here's some good news where they may mimic the adults. This comes out of the medical journal Pediatric just this week. The ability, Doug, of exercise to protect against depression in adults and young people is well known and established. And now there's this new study from Norway. It reveals that children who undertake moderate to vigorous activity, the type that leaves them breathless and sweaty, they're less likely to develop symptoms of depression. So mom and dad, get the little guys and gals out there exercising, and you'll improve their spirits, just like for the teenagers and just like ourselves.
I mean, doesn't that make sense? Just common sense.
Well,
so much of this stuff is just common sense.
Intuition is not always correct, and it needs to be tested, and it was, and it's now correct. And sometimes you can get misled by intuition. The body doesn't always act logically as you would think, but this time it does. And so often, really, in medicine, kids just don't act like, little kids don't act like they're adults in these studies, but here's the result, it's the same.
But this happens so much, Ken, you know it as well as I do, that parents are trying to get their kids to grow up fast. Oh, isn't Johnny mature? Or look at how big he is. The kids need to be kids.
Oh, yes.
Fall down, they need to get hurt. They
absolutely.
Get dirty, they need to do all kinds of things. The parents are so protective.
It was good for us.
Asinine.
Helicopter parents, just take a deep breath.
Yeah, I mean, this week, I don't think I've told you this because you and I haven't had a chat, just the two of us, for a week or so. And so I went to see, I think I told you, you saw a blood report that indicated I had Lyme's disease.
Yes.
And so I'm now on a protocol of doxycycline, which is upsetting my stomach, gives me headaches, gives me diarrhea. I don't know if it's supposed to, but
for many people, it does upset the stomach, and I don't know whether they gave you both doses at once or you're taking it twice a day.
One in the morning and one at night.
Okay, so 100 milligrams, I imagine, twice a day. Okay.
Yep. And I'm taking probiotics with it as well to try to meter the effect of it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I tell you that is because in looking at some of the other blood work that was specifically for this, I mean, there are all kinds of things. The allergy, we had an allergy test. Remember I said I'm going to check because they thought that I had all the stuff going on with me might be related to allergies. I'm not allergic to anything. And he said my white blood count was so strong that it's probably it. My immune system is terrific. So something you want to keep in mind. So work on that with your children, will you please? 28 past the hour.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial. Even if you've had an event, like myself, after some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
The hour now. Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken Kronaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida been with me on this program for a long time, and we've dispensed lots of important information to help you in your life as we continue to go through a lot of this information that comes available every week from the traditional medical journals. Ken always has his own point of view on these things, and that's what we get translated so it can help you out. They're always a focus on important medical issues of the day, like dementia, for example. Who doesn't, as they're getting older, wonder about, you know, what I've been through to analyze and understand what's going on with my brain? And most people have these same things that they talk about. I don't mind being a guinea pig, as you know, Ken.
Go for it.
I'm going to tell you a story that is reflective of
something that...
Actually, my gang, Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, started talking to me about a couple of weeks ago when Victoria said to me, "You didn't have much of a childhood, did you?" And I didn't. I've worked, you know, I've basically been on the go and doing all my life. Much of it was to escape when I was younger from the family life that I had, but I've always sort of, it's in my DNA, it seems, to keep moving. And as it turns out, when someone was looking at my record, you know, I fell down the stairs in the house that we lived in at the time, and smacked my head open on a steel door jam. And it's taken its toll on my brain, not debilitating, but that area of my brain where this took place, where the cut in my scalp, in my skull was, there's a dark area around it because
a little bruised.
Funky, yeah, right. So this person was analyzing from that point on in my life how serious my life has been. I have always been a serious sort. I mean, I have fun, but as a kid, I didn't enjoy the same things that other kids did because I didn't have the opportunity to, mostly because of what was going on at home. But this person theorizes that it started when I fell down the stairs and whacked my head on this door jam.
Do you think it would have happened regardless of that episode?
Well, you know, I look at things like astrology and the stuff that I study that is all about who we are, and I think that that plays into this.
So how old were you when this happened?
I was just three. Just three. Three. Just
okay.
Three.
So it's hard to know how serious a two-year-old you were.
Right, exactly. I mean, who knows? Who remembers? I look at my grandson, who's 2 years old now, and how happy he is, and what a lovely, wonderful life. I can't remember any of that. My daughter can remember, and my son can remember being two. I can't remember being... The first memory I have is falling down the stairs, cracking my head on that thing, and breaking up fights with my mother and father when I was three. Those are my first memories. And so from there, I never had playtime. I didn't have fun time. And so when I talked like we did before about what children ought to do, I base at least the health part of it on what I was exposed to, unbeknownst to me, how it was going to help me in another way, make me as healthy as I am.
At that age, such an episode has to have some impact on you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
right.
Whether you were headed in that direction anyway, and it just bent the curve even further and made you even more severe or pushed you in that direction, you know, I don't think we'll ever know. But that kind of episode, as it's your earliest, because what's often very important is what do you remember earliest in life. I remember 2 years old where a second cousin put her finger into the electric socket. And now those are the things we usually remember as our earliest episode, something that was really struck us.
Yep.
And I'll have to tell you, I get a little, some palpitations when my fingers get close to electric sockets, even these days.
I don't like it. I don't like electricity at all.
I'm okay with electricity. It's just, you know, I'm very careful when I plug something in.
I can fix things, and I'm happy to fix things that are made out of wood or, you know, that sort of thing. I can take the tractor apart and fix things, but I don't like fixing electricity. I don't like working on it. I just stay away from it.
So that event had to have some impact on you, and whether it was as dramatic as is suggested by your wonderful group is it's fun to speculate about these things.
Right, it is. So I take there's two takeaways from this conversation. One of them has to do with what you do with your children. Stop spraying all that damn gook on them to get them away from the germs. It's not doing them in, you're not doing them any favors. Let them get dirty. Let them put the stuff in their mouths. Let them be exposed to things because in the later life, I have this latest blood exam, which you haven't seen yet, shows when I went to have the allergy test, they evaluated why I'm not, you know, I figured I'd have allergies to ragweed and all kinds of grasses on the farm. Nothing. I mean, they tested 400 things, and I'm not allergic to anything. As a matter of fact, my resistance to it is so high, and the numbers are so low, like 0.001 on the scale where you would be considered a problem if you had like 0.2. And I look at the numbers that he showed me on my immune system, and he said, man, you're lucky. Are you a healthy son of a gun? And I give thanks to me being exposed to all the things on the farm. Now, not everybody can be exposed to things on the farm, but you can expose your child to things a little at a time so that they don't have the same problem. And then the other takeaway from this...
And that's called the hygienic hypothesis, where you're just too clean and sanitary, yeah, and you don't stimulate the immune system.
Right, exactly. And then the other thing is you look at this report on dementia cases and what causes them. I am concerned about whether any of the things that I had happening when I was younger are going to somehow or other affect me. And I've been told that if they haven't affected me now, we had a 4 or 5 year window here where it could have gone either way. But I was told by the expert out in Denver, if you don't have it now, you're not going to get it.
And don't get mentally stressed about this. You know, stress is no good. It's almost as bad as cigarette smoking. So it's not, you can't do anything about it. It's, if it happens, it happens, but just stressing over it will make it even worse. So I think you're talking about this study.
Air pollution and dementia.
Exactly. The latest in dementia this week out of the medical journal Translational Psychiatry, because, you know, Doug's usually not overly worried about anything, but, you know, everybody is worried about losing their mind, having a stroke, getting dementia. It's the number one concern, even worse than having a heart attack. So this is more bits of information, this new research. It strengthens the previously reported link, Doug, between air pollution and cognitive decline, the ability to remember and think. And this is after finding that exposure to fine particulate matter could significantly raise the risk of developing Alzheimer's
disease. It's all that stuff, metal particles that are in the air. Metal is what screws up your... aluminum deodorants and that
kind
of stuff.
High levels of fine particle air pollution were much more likely to develop dementia in this study.
Now, I saw something also, Ken, this week in the science pages of the New York Times about dementia and how doctors are now saying medication may be overused, especially with older people. That is that the older you are and the more medication you may be taking, it may be that it contributes to dementia once you get really old. If you are on it, you know, let's say you're in your 70s or 80s. My cousin died of dementia last summer. He was 76, and he'd had it since he was 74. But I'm looking at somebody, this woman's 89 years old, excuse me, and she had signs of it when she was in her mid-80s, so they put her on some kind of a drug called Risperdal. Does that make sense? R-I-S-P-E-R-D-A-L.
Uh-huh.
And so her signs, immediate signs, stopped. She didn't get it go any further for a couple of years, and now she's getting worse, and they say that the unrecognized circumstance here was that they hadn't studied what would happen long term. They only knew that the results of taking this drug in the short term were good, but long term, apparently, not so good.
Well, the key here, Doug, is everyone shouldn't stop taking all their medicines if they're developing dementia. But on the flip side is that this needs to be personalized, and you need to just realize as we all get older, our liver metabolizes things slower, our kidneys excrete things slower, so we get more sensitive to these things. Mm-hmm. And as you get on more and more drugs, there's drug interactions. But as we get older, these problems develop, and it's hard to sometimes know whether the two are related, the drugs and the problem. So don't stop everything on your own. Talk to your doctors about this. Be comfortable in asking and wondering if you're on too much of a dose, if you're on too many different drugs interacting, or whether you just have an underlying problem that's advancing independent of the drugs.
All right, in a moment, we take on sleep and insomnia with advice from Dr. Ken at 44 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, 47 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken has a focus on a couple of things this week that are a very important consideration in terms of how you live your life well. If you don't get enough sleep, it contributes to problems. And because this was in the journal Menopause, I got to figure it has to do with women more than men, or does it, Ken?
Well, it's only because it's only been studied right now in women, but again, it'll be studied eventually in men, and there's no reason to think we won't see the same results, but you never know. And, you know, I always like to say the best drug that I prescribe is exercise, but one of the second and third and fourth best drugs that I prescribe is getting good sleep. And this week we learn in the European Respiratory Journal about insomnia increasing the risk of asthma. We know that asthma, Doug, affects approximately 300 million people worldwide, with major risk factors including smoking, obesity, and air pollution. But more recently, symptoms of depression and anxiety have been associated with the risk of developing asthma in adulthood. But the news this week is that people experiencing insomnia symptoms have a higher risk of developing asthma. So get that sleep taken care of. And also, we learned from the Journal of Menopause this week that poor sleep contributes to poor sexual satisfaction. So many women who are going through the menopause have trouble sleeping, and this new research shows that sleep quality can also affect a woman's level of sexual satisfaction.
All right. So to be clear, asthma doesn't cause insomnia, but insomnia could increase the problems one might have with asthma. I'm
exactly.
Just trying to put the cart and the horse in the right place here. It isn't that insomnia, it comes as a result of you having asthma, although I could see where it might, frankly. Can't you?
Yes.
Somebody's not breathing well and not sleeping at night. I mean, I can see that. So what do you do about insomnia? All of us go through bouts of not being able to sleep well.
Boy, we could spend a whole show on that.
You got 30 seconds.
There are sleep experts now who work on dealing with this. And if you can't get yourself help by they'll talk to you. But just the environment where you sleep, it has to be comfortable. Get rid of those, anything that has a screen on it within an hour or two. We could spend the whole show talking about how to avoid insomnia.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, intelligent cardiologist, someone that has my respect and the respect of the audience. People love it when Ken comes on to discuss what's going on medically as a result of his looking over some of these journals. So let's get into what happens before you die. This is a very interesting study about what really does happen just before you die.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite studies.
Really?
And I'm not George Nuri. This was published this week in a medical journal that I just discovered called Conscious and Cognition. Doug, your life really does flash before your eyes when you die. And I have thought about this a lot. It's something that I've been interested in as a cardiologist. I have taken care of a number of people who have had near-death experiences. And out of my curiosity, they've described them to me. Sometimes without my curiosity, with their passion, they've described them to me. Mm-hmm. And there are some common threads that I've noticed. And this has been an area of great interest. And
there's an Israeli group of medical scientists who have now studied this and published this article about this. And there are some interesting findings here. This research suggests that phenomenon rarely involves flashback in chronological order. There seems to be just, when you're near death, a great dumping of activity. There appears to be an area of the brain which is not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injury.
Right.
And this is where this information is stored. It appears to be in the prefrontal, medial temporal, and parietal cortices. And right before you have this injury, this area is the last to go. And apparently there is this storage of material. It doesn't dump out in, like you see in Hollywood, as a flashback, but just all, apparently it seems to be a random dumping and rapid fire of all this information. And that seems to be commonly what they see. Those parts of the brain not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injuries, meaning they're just the ones that are last to suffer. And there's a nice conclusion in this paper that I really like. It's a quote. This suggests that a representation of life events as a continuum exists in the cognitive system and may be further expressed in extreme conditions of psychological and physiological stress. In simple language, what this means is there's an area of the brain that is responsible for thinking and remembering that is the last to go, and when you're under a lot of stress, physical, mental, whatever, it just lets itself out and flashes before your eyes.
I wonder what that says about the continuation of life. Those of us who believe in life after death or reincarnation, coming back and back and back. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, how we oftentimes run into people, and sometimes we share countless lives together with people. And I wonder if this may be the lead into that. That'd be an interesting thing to study, I think, as well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I'd also be curious if Dr. Ken, that means if that's not affected by blood or oxygen loss, does that mean people that might have sustained big injuries who go into a coma or who are medically induced into a coma still have those memories going
absolutely.
While they're out?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly.
Cool.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, speaking of blood flow, Dr. Ken talks frequently with you about blood flow and how it's enhanced by using Superbeats with the nitric oxide component that's so important to having a healthy blood flow, Ken.
Absolutely. And this is without injury. This is all of us. We all need nitric oxide. It's the third important gas of the body. This is based on Nobel Prize-winning information that occurred after most of us went to medical school. So that's why so many are not aware of this. But in 1998... Nobel Prize was given out for a discovery in 1988 of the importance of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is carried by the red blood cells, and I like to think of it as the garage door opener for the blood vessels. The red blood cells first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, and then blood vessels relax, open up, and then the red blood cells can go through, carry the oxygen, and deliver it from head to toe.
Superbeats available at DougLikesBeats.com or by dialing 800-655-4183.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This report is brought to you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.